What's good? This is Silas from silasbeats.com, and we are, I think this is the third week of the year, third week of 2024. Things are picking up nice and steadily. I've been making beats for the whole Sing 2028 challenge. Seems to be picking up a bit of steam. not a hang of a lot, actually, to be honest. I've made about 16 beats. Yeah, it's about 16 at the moment. Again, I must stress that they're not 16 full beats. Of the 16, I can say maybe 8 or 9 are complete. The rest are still in either in idea, like deep in idea mode, so it's just like a few lines down. Whereas with some of the others, I've pretty much completed the beat. Like if this was a release, like if this was a normal track for an artist, I would probably say that I'm done. But because it's a release for Sync, it needs more sections. Like more stuff needs to be going on in the beat. There have to be more transitions, more flurries, more embellishments, just a lot more going on for it to make sense for TV and wherever it's possibly going to be used. In addition to trying to complete this first project this week, because that was the plan. The plan was to submit my first project to my publisher. I actually got a invitation to submit for a syncing opportunity. No, it wasn't for sync. It was a placement opportunity for an artist based in South Africa. So I was like, this still counts as a placement, right? I'm still trying to just get as many placements as possible. So I read the email, did some research, looked up the artist, looked up the company, looked up the producers that they work with, just to get an idea of the sound that they're creating. A lot of it has to do with the Jersey sound, which I've never actually made before. So the first maybe 3 hours, 4 hours of the day was I spent creating that first beat because I needed to dissect the sound and figure it out. So I created the first beat, then I created a second, and then I did a third. The third I actually only did the following day. But what ended up happening is the first beat that I created, the one that I was mildly happy with, the project became corrupted. I don't understand what happened. This has never happened to me before. But then again, I was using some new VSTs that, well, not new, but VSTs I don't usually use. And I used quite a few of them. So now every time I try and open the project, it plays. But then when I try and export the project, my whole computer shuts down, which is, it's tragic. So I've basically lost a beat. Even if I try and remove, I've tried so many things. I tried removing elements of the beat. Nothing helped. So I submitted the two that I completed, and then I had an old drill beat. They did want some drill, so I was like, hey, let me give them some of my take on drill and see what that does. So I've sent through my three tracks. So that's the first submission that I've done for the year. Feels good for that to be done now. I'm hoping that before the end of week three, that I'll be able to submit to my main publisher. At least that way I can say I've done quite a bit. I also managed to get a new plugin or set of plugins. I stumbled upon the East West website. So now I already have the Symphonic Orchestra, the old one from East West, which is just, it's all the sounds that you'd need to create an orchestra. But they've got this whole like creative cloud, kind of like how Adobe does with their entire suite, where you pay a certain amount and you can make use of some of their apps. So there's a certain amount that you pay and you've got access to all of their apps. So I was like, whoa, hold on. That means I get everything. So in addition to symphonic orchestras, I get the Hollywood orchestras, I get the different pianos. I've got access to everything if effectively. So I proceeded to download like 250 to 300 gigs worth of plugins, and that might sound like a lot of plugins. It really wasn't. The one plugin is like 70 something gigs, and then the rest were like 16 here, 20 there. So it really, it's not a lot of plugins, but they're very, very powerful plugins with very high quality samples, I can say that, and really, really nice functionality. So that'll give me a really nice edge with regards to creating really nice, authentic sounding Afro beats, as I'm going to be doing for Sync 2028. It gives me newfound inspiration to create new stuff because I've got new sounds. And then something that I really wanted from the East West collection, the whole reason behind it is I actually wanted Ra, R-A. It's got sounds from around the world. So the Americas, it's got some, you know, Indian sounds. It's got some, you know, typically Oriental sounds. There's some African sounds in there. So within the African sounds, there are some African melodic instruments that I'm going to make use of. I'll eventually move into the percussive instrument, but for the time being, I'm looking for South African melodic sounding instruments. Quite nichey, but I think if I can get those sounds right, it will beat me trying to do what I used to do, which was use like steel drums, which isn't really a South African instrument. So it's really helped in that way. I'm hoping that the rest of this week actually just flows through quite nicely and finish it off quite strong. But that's my update for today. Quite technical, quite short. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.